Blessed is he in whose hands is the kingdom, in whose hands is the dominion. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has power over all things. Now this short sentence is a very comprehensive sentence. This in fact, Tabaraka is in fact, is an intensive form, which they call Mubalagha. And Tabaraka in fact signifies two things at the same time. Lordness, greatness, and also in fact blessedness. That Tabaraka Nakhala, that the date tree grew so tall that it's very difficult to reach. There in fact Tabaraktu Alaikum, I have superseded all of you. So Tabaraka, in fact, he exceeds beyond any imagination. On the one hand, he is far, far greater, far, far powerful, and far, far blessedness. In such a way, Tabaraka allazi biyadihi al-mulk, blessed is he in whose hand is the kingdom. Now, if you look at this statement from the point of view of actual reality, is a statement of fact. This is something the Quran in fact says or states some very important realities of this life in very simple terms. Now, this is in fact something, it's a very difficult riddle that it solves. What is this life? What is this life? What is the nature of this life? So this in fact is that firstly that whatever this life is, in fact it is the creation of a God, of a being. And that God, first and foremost, you get the impression, is tremendously powerful, very powerful. Everything he is in his control. And that is something which is this whole galaxies, this physical universe, man's own life, whatever we use, whatever we in fact been provided with, everything in fact suggests that. But at the same time, he is not only all powerful, but at the same time, he is the most blessed one. Because if you have remove any one of these aspects, two aspects, power and in fact blessedness. If you remove any one of these aspects, that God is all powerful, that's it. So then we lose hope. There is no hope for anybody else. If he is all powerful, he does not need anyone. Why should he look after you? Why should he provide you with all that is best? That's the question. Then there is no hope. But then in fact we say, before stating his power, it begins with his blessedness. Blessed is he in whose hands is the kingdom. It is exactly the same as we find in Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha also you have this scenario when we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Thanks be to Allah, Lord of the universe. The scenario is that when man in fact looks around and when he reaches maturity, starts thinking, then he realizes that something strange is going around him. All these heavens and earth, everything is working for him. Although, then he feels, the earth and nothing is in his control. Sun, stars and heavenly, in fact, all these galaxies. But still he is in a very privileged position. As somebody said, in fact, this was Rudyard Kipling, British poet. In fact, he said, I am the sovereign of all I serve. If you look around, man can exclaim, I am the sovereign, I am the king. Because everything seems to be working for him. But when but this is very superficial observation. When you become a little bit more serious and start thinking, you find that the earth right under your feet is not in your control. This force of the gravity and all the other laws of creation and physical and chemical laws, they are not because of us, they are despite us. The distance between sun and earth, as we said in so many times. So he realizes that he is so helpless. And then in the scale of this universe, how big this universe is. Now say billions and billions of galaxies. In those billions of galaxies, a very small, tiny part, Earth, and that Earth in its own galaxy is very insignificant. Why should we be looked after in this way? And why we should be provided with all that we needed, ever needed? In fact, all that you needed in future has already been taken care of. Why? This is a very big question. So here in fact, when the Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen scenario, man realizes that all this cannot be without a reason, and the only reason is that there is a God, and God who is giving him very kind and very merciful. And in response to that, he loves God, he wants to thank him, and he does not know how to do that. And Allah, revelation comes to his help and puts these words, Surah Fatiha, on his word, on his mouth. Say this. So exactly as you in fact referred, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen is an expression of man's sense of gratitude to Allah. Here also you have, this is the result of man's observation. Whatever is going, Tabaraka Alladhi biyadihi al-mulk. But this observation has been in fact summed up for us by God himself. And that is which is supported by our own observation as well. Blessed is he in whose hands is the kingdom. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has power over all things. Now in fact there, he has power over all things. This is his basic attribute. If he is good, if he is kind, if he is merciful, just, but powerless. Makes no difference. Everything in fact finishes off. First, he is God, he is master, and he is in control. But he is in control, he is all-powerful, but at the same time, he is tremendously merciful, blessed one. So this is exactly what we have in Surah Mulk. And you have Tabarakallah, this is use of Tabarak in so many places in the Quran. It is like this is, we have Kitabun Mubarakun Yudabbiru Ayatihi. That this Quran, in fact, is a blessed book that God has sent down so that you may ponder, consider its verses, and gain knowledge and wisdom and guidance. And similarly, we have that is, this is فَفَتَعْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That Allah, in fact, opens up the gates of all the blessings, barakat. مَاِمْ مُبَارَكَوْا. This is Surah Qaf. We send for وَنَزَّلَّ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاً مُبَارَكًا. And we send down from heaven the blessed water. So blessed water, Tabaraka, Baraka, is all that is in fact full of growth, the potential for growth and potential for blessing. And the originator himself is in fact the most, the blessed one. So it can be, you can say, blessed be he. If you look at around and then you say as a supplication, blessed are you. And this is also, in fact, a statement of observation. This is the fact. Now, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. He who created death and life. This is, in fact, firstly, the basic premise is that God, most gracious, is most the blessed one, most merciful one. And then, in fact, an extension of that mercy, extension of that power, is that he who created death and life. That must be also an expression and manifestation of his mercy and power. As far as death, the manifestation of God's power is quite obvious. It is. That you can't change. God has placed the system of life and death here. He is destined for every one of you. You have to go through this gate. There is no exception, whether you like it or not, God's power. But then in fact, we also know that God is most merciful, the blessed one. That this whole system is also for man's own good. far in fact to man, is beneficial to man. The fact that death is precedes life also means that before death, in fact, death, we were nowhere, non-existence. It is God who brought you into existence from out of non-existence. Non-existence, so that is in fact, indicates again His mercy, that you were nowhere. You were nowhere, you did not exist, and we brought you into existence, wal hayat, and this life, liyabluwakum, so that He may try you. Ibtala, we have dealt with this one word, is a very fundamental, very basic term in the Quran. Ibtala means to put man to trial by making him go through different phases, different situations. Adversity, prosperity, fear, and in fact peace. And in all these situations, putting man and seeing how he behaves, how he reacts. The guidance is made clear. This is the straight path. No matter what happened, whether you are poor or you are in fact well off and prosperous, this is the road you must follow. Keep the balance. What he does, whether when he finds power and wealth, does he become lose sight of God? Does he become proud? Does he start oppressing other people? Or he in fact remembers God and still follows that path, state path. So that is liyabluwakum, so that He may try you, test you, ayyukum ahsanu amala, as to who among you is best in deeds. This is also interesting. So this small sentence, very small sentence, but in this small sentence you have not only the purpose of life, what is the overall view, in fact, why this life is the creation of God's mercy, and then purpose, and the what we have been given, death and life, is in fact you may wonder, you may sometimes be perplexed, and there are people, philosophers, why this, there's so much pain, why there's so much in fact misery, why all these things. In fact, it is in fact, this is because there is an overriding, presiding power, God. He has made this for a higher purpose. And if you understand that higher purpose, everything falls in place. Otherwise, if you there is no life after that, if there is no God, then everything is in chaos, confusion. Good people suffer, bad people prosper, and they are successful. What is this? What is this going on? But once you put it in perspective, that this whole scenario is being laid out to test man, then whatever is happening is temporary. This is a passing phase. And you have a faith, a strong belief, that there will be a day when the whatever a person really deserves, he will have. If he's a criminal, he will not be able to escape his punishment. And those people who are victims and oppressed, they will be, their grievances will be addressed then. But that, in fact, also their beauty is, ayyukum ahsanu amala, who among you is best in deed, not best in thought. You know? This also very, this makes it, you can say, egalitarian. You can't say, nobody can think like anybody else. There are wise people, there are philosophers, they can come up with beautiful theories, beautiful ideas. How can we compete with them? But as far as actions are concerned, yes, everybody can in fact compete. You are on a playing field. It does not make any difference whether a person is very wise or very clever or in fact has of average intelligence. It does not. What matters is whatever he understands, did he try his best to find out what is truth? And once he found out the truth, as it is, whatever it is, he may make mistake, But if he sincerely and try to do, God will help him. And that is on which it depends. Ayyukum ahsanu amala. That makes it very simple, very easy, in fact. Wahuwal azizul ghafoor. And he is mighty and he is most forgiving. Now, having put you in this test, still, if you make mistake, put you into it. This is the system that he has put for you. And this ibtala, as we also know, that this is a preparation for you for a higher life, for an everlasting life in paradise, which you can say an eternal kingdom, kingship. Every one of the people in paradise will be like a king. This is to prepare you for that life. And to prepare you, this system is ibtala, to test you, to clean you of all those weaknesses which hinder your progress, which does not allow to develop you fully, morally and spiritually. So it is in your own interest. This is, and then, in fact, this is not to put man to hardship or trouble or difficulty. Wahuwal Aziz, and he, in fact, does not fulfill his obligations. Thus, such criminals will not be able to escape the punishment. He who has laid down this system, he is mighty, he is all-powerful. He is able to call people to account. But if you are sincere and you make mistakes, you make lapses, he is all-forgiving as well. So do not, in fact, there is no despair, no disappointment. Your is, in fact, to do your best and work towards the goal. Wahuwal Azizul Ghafoor. So in these two sentences, you can see how, in fact, the whole life, the whole universe has been used as a background. And the universal and physical truth and moral and spiritual truths have been merged together. In other words, whatever moral and spiritual goals are, they're also proclaimed by this physical universe as well. This physical universe is also proclaiming the oneness of God. His, in fact, blessing, his graciousness.